Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Sif Hei, Simin Mem, Nitiru Shadoyim. And we're up to Sif Hei. Lacha Shanot Oshte Yodov. Yishap Shafein B'yachad. He should rub them together. The Mishnah says that this is to get off dirt. I guess it's dirt that's not a chatzitza, or else you shouldn't have had it there at the time. The Agbiyan connected grosher, you lift them up, Kamo Shoma HaKos Rav Tzvi Dechem Kodesh. It's written on top of the sinks here. There is a reason given for the Tzivah Shadayim, for the Yetzim Takana, not just the Srach Truma, the Tumah V'Tara angle, but this condition of Yisim Kedoshim. It's Kedusha, you wash your hands, you're clean. The Kodim Shemanagvan, before you dry them, Yivarech Asher Kedoshanavim, it's also the Tzivan Amakila Shadayim, even though it's Rabbanan. Even if you happen to know that there's no such issue. What?
I wouldn't know
you
have to say
some Yitzhak. Some people are. That's the best I can do for you. Drying the hands. We say also you have to dry the hands. That's to remove the tummy dick of water if you're washing with less than a revius. I guess because you want to, but we don't do this. It's real possible to make down things we're doing after the two times. Israel and Nagrim will be out there, but the Nagrim the Chalukah was from the Kosher of Tviyakha. In Ma'akha Shishofa Chamayim al Yodo Achas. Noga Shom Biyodo Ashniya. O Odomacher Noga Shom. Azai Nitmu Amayim Shal Yodo. Then that water becomes Tamei. That's the way Chazal instituted it, that if someone else touches water, and the water becomes tummy, so if we're not from the legal palm shamus, so you wash with one hand, and then someone touched his hand, he has to dry them, and then wash again.
Why dry them?
What?
Why dry them?
If you don't dry them, then that water is considered tummy, and it will be metame, all the water that comes onto his hands now. So he dries them, and gets rid of all the tummy water. What? Yeah. The shaila is we generally can assume we have no mayim tzmeim because everybody washes with at least a revius on each hand. There's no mayim tzmeim b'chei agadna. Achanira klaykei lacha shechavot birech lo yivar
hashenis. You should wash again.
What? He should dry his hand and wash again. Well, his first case was that he didn't make a bracha. Now he's saying if you made a bracha already, you don't make another bracha. What? If you have a revius mayim, then it's okay. It's okay. Some hold you should always wash two times, but it's okay if you wash once, as long as you make sure there's a revius on each hand. Which here, which. The minute is to wash again, but we certainly don't make the bracha. Those mayim, the mayim are tahorim. If someone, those mayim are tahorim. Those mayim would not be makabel tumah either. What is the kitzur talking about? You wash with less than a revius. Now look up, we'll talk. Oh, Sunday we're not learning. Now look up the Mishnah, Glean and the Mishnah's Pesachim on these matters. We're going to sit both. Does he have anything that the Mishnah Berurah says on Sivvav? Yishen lo kli yacholik lo yadu v'nahar v'mitzak sher l'tzilas mashim. When the comments in the Kufsa Makbezin and the Horus, when they rise because of the rain, where the water is, why are they rising? And the minor for the rainbow mem saw, that's a shayla in the Paiskim, he says doesn't have to be. We're actually discussing the Yogi Rupa Machas. We're not talking about Tzvila Shudai, we're not on Tzvila Shudai. Because at Chak, the Chulit for Yogi Rupa Machas, the Gemeis on Pnei Oretz Harbeik, when you see your mikvah. Im Zeich und die Jodim im Zeich mit der Pump. Ja. Everything that pumps water. Wenn ich hier durch das Samach mache, zu wird der Schnee im Zeich, und dann ist es tief. Das ist die Explanation. Ich stoppe hier.